Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
You all know exactly who I am.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, one to go. Hour left, big show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Monday. Barry, Nick, Joel, all in studio. We will be that way through Wednesday. And then we will be back at the peaks as we hit up Twin Peaks I-10, followed by Twin Peaks Shenandoah.
Yeah, I'm ready for that one.
In the palatial Laminack hood.
Yeah. Looking forward to not driving. Y'all having to drive for a change.
Yeah. Good. So
I hope
with
you
that,
get so much traffic on the way home on that one.
I'll just keep calling you. And
you know, the phone has a power button. I can just turn it off. Whoop.
Okay.
Just ignore that. You'll get a lot of voicemails.
Just like I got. Here's the thing.
Hmm? What's the
I got so many concerned listeners.
Okay.
This weekend that you blocked me. I don't care.
Oh yeah, that was so funny.
Yeah, I don't care. They're like, "Are you pissed?" And they like screen captured this and put it there. I go, "No, I don't care."
Did you correct the spelling?
Yeah, he did.
No, I did not correct it on the air, and I did not give you the right word. I
totally
said, "You know what?"
He said I couldn't spell
in casual
brain.
Conversation.
What did I put? Raisin brain.
No, I'm not going to tell you now. In cat, because you might like unblock me.
And I unblocked you. I already did.
Oh, so in cat,
I unblocked you and refollowed you already.
So, so like, because we were on location, Nick, we're in the middle of Tyler and Barry were going back and forth, things like that. We were talking about the spelling. We were talking about other things, and I was like, yeah, because I was going to have fun with you, and I caught the fact that you didn't spell you. Something like you didn't say spell Raisin Bran right.
Raisin Bran right.
Yeah, but I wasn't going to tell you.
Immediately.
And he goes, oh, that's it. It's locked right there. And he just right there on his computer goes, got it right there. So then.
Hey, messing around. I told you, zero tolerance, 2019.
All part of the fun and games. I'm fine, right? So I'm just enjoying Friday night, watching TV, my phone bouncing all over the place. I look. Everybody's like, shoot, Barry, did you? You see this? Screen capture. Okay, did you listen to the show today?
Screenshotting it.
Listen, I just want to say to all the snitching ass listeners out there, y'all are a bunch of bitches.
Yeah.
Stop snitching.
That's not going to happen.
And then here's the thing. I know you weren't listening when I made the joke about we were talking Game of Thrones, which I made the same joke on our show that I did on the Blitz's show. And I know someone snitched on you.
I was listening on the way home. I heard you say it to Fred.
These people are such snitches.
No, I heard that.
Besides,
I did not catch it when you said it on our show.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did
not. I totally said it
So
twice.
I'm driving home in traffic.
It's a great joke.
And I heard it. And so I just started flipping in some crap back. I go, really? Because everyone likes Joel and that's not true? I was like, oh, outstanding. And then he gives me this like paragraph. Whoa, dude, I said it. I was like, dude, I said it's all good. I'm fine with it.
I was going to say, because I'm pretty sure I caught heat because I was the gay one. And every single a character that they gave me.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
There was penis involved with
good,
my character.
Good, because I'm always the gay one.
Well, that's because you live that life.
No, the hand gesture he just did when he said that.
You live that life.
It was a thumb.
Yeah, why did you go like this?
It was a thumb.
Why'd you put the microphone in your mouth when you did that? That was weird.
I was about to call it a microwave. I hate you so much.
You almost called it a microwave?
Wow. I hate you so much.
No. Trust me. Everyone got crapped on during that segment, so you weren't special in any way, shape,
and then because Jermaine was stirred up, I said, Jermaine, I don't even watch the show, so I don't know any of the characters. So you could say it was good or bad, or he did this or he did that. I don't watch it, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of snitches out there. Y'all just, that's ho stuff.
How are you guys gonna do the show? He blocked you. Oh god, I'm sure this is gonna go on forever. right? I'm really concerned. Can you hear it in my text? Jeez.
Yeah, I don't understand why people get so like they feel like they have to snitch. Like you wouldn't know that I blocked you. You're going to immediately see that, and then that would have been funny. And then I unblocked you, and because you didn't correct it in the post. But it was just, I thought it would be funny to block you because who blocks their co-host?
And you did it right in front of me.
Yeah, exactly. That was all part of the fun. And then people, you shut up. Just go to hell. Good Lord, you idiots.
Lighten up. If you want a Twitter battle, we could bring Creighton here. Other than that,
I'm always down for a Twitter battle.
Yes, you
believe me. If anyone, I'm always down for that. So,
and we've proven that.
Yeah, well, several times.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Did you see the news? Are you good with Gronk retiring?
Yeah, you and I had kicked it around, and Nate, we kicked it around on the show, and we knew it was a genuine possibility. The thing that I'm more amazed by, and I guess by the numbers, based on a smaller sample size, everyone's convinced first ballot Hall of Famer. You guys good with that?
I think he's getting in. I don't know if he's necessarily a Hall of Famer, but I think he's getting in.
You mean first ballot?
Oh, first ballot, yeah.
Yeah, because I think he'll get in. But I think he's like third in all-time touchdowns or things like that. But when you look at it, still, the body of work, 8-9 years.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember last time thinking, I think he'll get in, but not first ballot.
Now they're talking about like first ballot, first Schefter, everybody, first ballot.
I mean, he was really dominant, but the numbers, if you just look at it from a numbers perspective, for a certain amount of years he was, and then he had years where he missed, and he was injured, and I feel like he'll probably get in, though.
I think he'll get in, but you're right.
I think while you're playing, people downplay what you've accomplished, but as soon as you're gone, then they're like, oh, he was the greatest tight end to ever play. Right. If he had played that many years, he would have.
The averages of the things that you were talking about, because the thing that I said, you can talk about touchdowns. You can talk about average catches per year.
Yeah.
But when you talk about it over the body of work and say, did he have the yards that Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez did? Did he have the receptions? No, but the argument would be, but he could. He would have. Well, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't.
He's walking away.
Is it the performances that he has had in the postseason and Super Bowls? Like the big plays in the postseason and Super Bowls help him carry over to a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Well, like the rings definitely don't hurt.
I tell you one thing that kind of started swaying me, because I was kind of like, I don't know, first ballot. But there are times when he led the league in touchdowns.
Touchdowns, right.
From the tight end position. Right. And in this pass happy era, that's saying something.
In all the things in receiving, everybody says, Andre Johnson and others. It doesn't matter. He didn't have that many touchdowns. But actually, at the end of the day, nothing's more valuable than putting six on the board as frequently as a guy like Gronk did.
Yeah.
As opposed to right in your own backyard, looking at all the numbers Andre had. But I guarantee you, if Andre led the league in touchdowns a year or two and had a bunch more touchdowns, it would be a pretty quick decision putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Here's something I noticed, though, after he announced it and they started showing highlights of Gronk. And I just want you guys to pay attention next time. Watch how many times he's not single covered in a highlight. Just watch that. Because every highlight I think I've seen, he's at least been doubled, if not tripled.
Mm-hmm.
That is the greatness of Gronk, was that one-on-one, there was nobody that was – linebackers were too slow, safeties were too small, corners were too – like there was no one that could cover that man one-on-one.
Think about how many times –
you had to double Gronk.
You saw him –
and even then he would still go off.
Not only that, think about how many times you saw him out wide.
Yeah.
Which is where your wide receiver ones are that are the speed burners. And then in the red zone, like you dare a secondary member to go and try and cover him on a corner route or a jump ball.
You're not high. Nobody's high pointing over.
He's Gronk. Winning it.
It's not happening. Yeah.
And you could move him all over the field, put him in the slot. Now, they were saying that in the last couple of years, he's really become an exceptional blocker, which I didn't realize because he's such a valuable weapon in the offensive pass catching game.
Yeah, I'm not sitting down breaking down film of Gronk blocking. I'm not doing that.
And he's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a massive guy for sure.
As long as he takes care of his money, to walk away at 29 and for us and everybody else to basically say, hey, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, that's a job well done. You got your money. He's been dinged up, so maybe. And again, Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. Drew Rosenhaus did not close the door on the fact that, hey, look, guys have stepped away for a year
or so
and come back.
depending on what happens with his WWE or acting career or whatever he decides
to do. Yeah, there's so much money to be made for him outside of football. So much money. He'll be fine.
Wrestling for sure.
Even if he didn't invest his money well, which I imagine he did, there's so many.
I don't know that I would imagine he did.
I wouldn't imagine.
I hope he had help. He ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. He's just a damn good tight end.
Well, hopefully he can depend on somebody.
Just a bro with a lot of cash.
Even his agent goes, they asked him today, they asked Rosenhaus, like, is he really done? He goes, oh, he's going to party. He's going to get out and get after it for a while. Oh, boy.
Who was the porn star that he took the picture with to get his Twitter followers up?
Oh, I remember that.
BB.
Yeah, something like that. It was something based off of, what, Arizona? And
he did it just
he went to
get
Arizona.
Yeah, but he did that just to get his Twitter followers up. Like, it had, there was no, like, they weren't, that lets you know all you need to know about Gronk, because he's out there kicking it with porn stars and.
But that's what the likability.
BB Jones?
Jones? BB Jones?
Yeah, BB Jones.
I thought it was BB James. BB Jones? Jones. Okay. Yeah.
You think about it.
Overrated,
on a team that
too,
can
by
be
the way.
So staunchly
terrible
hated
actor.
Like the Patriots.
Terrible actress.
The reason why so many people like him, he's just an average guy. He wants to party, he wants to hang out.
Gronk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why even on a team like the Patriots that so many people like to hate, they're like, that dude, he's a good dude.
Do you remember when they lost the Super Bowl and he was out
dancing,
cutting a rug?
And, yep, yep.
That's Gronk, though. He's now, like, Tom, what are you going to do?
Here's another question for you guys. Is this, other than Tom Brady, is this the biggest piece to fall in the Patriots dynasty that says, now we're going to see the beginning of the end?
I'm going to say no, but that's a, I mean, because he's already had a downfall, and Tom Brady has been able to work almost without him, and honestly, back in the day, we used to always talk about Gronkowski, maybe one other tight end, then a massive drop-off. And I still think that exists to a certain extent now, but not as much as before. There's a lot more successful tight ends, and I think Tom Brady can find another option. I really believe that.
Barry, think about this, because what you just said, too. You said he was doubled on almost every play.
I mean,
look, that makes Brady look a hell of a lot better, because now someone else is going to be single-covered, or a lot more guys are single-covered. So I don't want to take your time. Tell me.
Every time we think that this is the beginning of the end for the Patriots, it's not. But when you, I think it's going to depend too what they do in the draft and who they get to replace him. That's been an organization that has done really well at the tight end position over and over. I mean, he was the 42nd pick in the draft and was probably worthy of being a first round pick when all is said and done. So that's value of getting him in the second round and late in the second round when they did. Well, I guess not late, early in the second round, but still, second round pick for Gronk is value. I think that this is probably, I don't think you'll see a huge drop off, but I think you're going to see them suffer. But it's going to depend too on what they do and do they get any weapons for Tom?
See, that's the thing.
He was a weapon.
They wanted,
but he wasn't around a lot. They had to start to get, you know.
They've drafted two tight ends in the first round. Neither one of them has come close.
Yeah.
Right? So they're banking on the draft because it's a tight end heavy draft that they're thinking that they're going to get a tight end there. But here's the thing. They knew that there was a chance. They were after Jared Cook hard.
Yeah.
But because he didn't know and there was no guarantees Gronk wasn't coming back, he agreed to a deal with the Saints. And now they've even asked him, now would you change your mind? He's like, I'm not reneging on the deal that I agreed to.
Yeah.
However, in retrospect, that's the kind of guy, because I don't think a drafted tight end to learn that system, to learn Brady, all the idiosyncrasies of how much they use the middle of the field as a tight end and how many different things you got to do. I think you're gonna see a massive drop off unless they do replace him with a veteran.
But here's the thing to keep in mind, they're in a weak division.
True.
And they're always going to be in the playoffs. I mean, Miami, Buffalo, and the Jets.
Jets are the only team that you see making improvements,
maybe.
Right?
Man, well, they're going to go from 4-12 to overtaking the Patriots with
Tom
Brady.
You did have Le'Veon Bell and a whole bunch of players on defense, and
hey, I'm not so sure
a
about
receiver.
I'm not sold on Sam Darnold yet either.
Okay,
give me Tom Brady over Sam Darnold and whatever he's got on his team.
I'll tell you, the Jets are going to finish second in that division.
Yeah, oh yeah, probably.
Okay,
that's probably the case. Right. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do in the draft because they can draft.
Yeah, they find steals, but...
Yeah, but is Sonny Michel and Tom Brady enough?
Mm-mm. Not right now. And Julian Edelman.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So,
is that
and he's got to stay healthy and off steroids.
Yeah, true that. By the way, several people texting the show, Gronk didn't spend any of his money Only his endorsement money and bonus money. He kept all of his salary and never spent a dime. So that's like...
How do they know that?
I don't know. That's apparently in the
neighborhood.
I've
heard that before, actually.
It's in the neighborhood. So total cash earnings in the NFL was $53 million. A good chunk of that is... I mean, not a good chunk, but maybe a fifth of that is bonus money.
So he made David Carr money.
So he's probably got $40 million to live on. He'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, everybody, for texting in that, pertinent information.
Tell us where your source is next time. That'll help.
Somebody on the morning show. Not even what morning show.
Thanks, Dell. All right, we're going to continue to roll on in the final hour of the show with plenty more to get to. So don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's the final hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Just mild-mannered, nothing getting the blood pressure up at all happening here on The Suspects on a Monday.
What's wrong, Barry? Talk to us.
Nope.
Vent. We're your channels of venting.
We're here
on
for you,
show.
Barry.
Nope.
You were yelling.
Me. No, I wasn't. You got no proof.
There's some video proof, though.
Oh, were we on
that
this
feed
live
was
stream?
Going.
Damn it. I was just like, man, I love when people give us information. So great. That's all I was saying. Just super happy for all of the information that we get. That's it. Leave it at that. Let's get Clarence's call.
I'd like to validate my argument through the text line that Rob Gronkowski handled his money correctly. I'd like to validate my argument, please. Never mind.
What are your sources?
He's going to yell at me.
Where are your sources?
713-780-3776.
No. Valid sources.
The peoples. The suspects. They're legit. Barry is
remember,
so angry
no,
right
Barry,
now.
Remember he said that.
What?
The suspects
are so
as
legit.
Sources are legit.
Okay.
The next time he gets a text that pisses him off.
Yeah.
Look, give me some credit. 321 is the first time I've been messing with Barry all show. All show. I've been nice. I've been really nice. It's a Monday.
I don't know why.
He pulled his back again, picking up a cup of coffee on the lawn or something like that. What happened?
Pulled the coffee on the lawn.
I was weed eating for 2 hours, you jerk.
And I was being nice to you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I got a question I'm not asking you either.
What?
It just popped into my head.
About
and I, no,
me or Nick?
No, to you. And it would.
Well, ask it. Don't
no,
be scared.
No, because we would get into a dark place that I don't
no,
want to get to.
Just no, won't.
Get,
just,
oh, my God.
Now that you've mentioned it.
Yeah, now you can't do that to me and the people.
My buddy who had the power washer.
Okay.
While we were power washing, he realized that there's a spot in my yard from the dogs that's discolored.
Uh-huh.
He said, my girl has a concoction of beer and other things that will bring the green back to the grass. And if that doesn't work, you get the dogs to drink tomato juice in their water. I'm like, but isn't it acid-based that's causing the discoloration? Wouldn't the tomato juice make it worse?
Never heard of
it. I have links
for
you. You can investigate.
I'm good with that because you know what? I don't have a dog out there peeing in my yard, so I don't need it yet.
Okay.
Waiting on the old cat to die, and then I might need that.
See, link. Don't say that like that.
I'm just saying. I'm not getting
you
a dog.
You were emotional about that last week.
I
so
was,
let's
yeah, he's my guy. Love that cat. 20 years. If you spent 20 years with a cat, you'd love that cat, too.
I agree.
Okay. Let's get Clarence's call on Gronk. Clarence, what's up?
What up, guys? Cat through LSU. Let's go. Not Gronk. Here's the thing. Gronk is a great tight end. But do you think that he would be a Hall of Famer without Tom Brady?
Yeah, I do. I think so because this is a pass happy league and it was the best tight end of his era and he could ball. Anyone that could get him the ball, he was going to excel.
How many times?
Imagine him in an offense with more weapons
where
he was not getting double and triple teamed every time. So, yeah, I do.
So I would question it simply because of the fact that if we're looking at the same body of work, right? No. If we're looking at only 9 years.
Okay.
All right.
Let me just stop you in your tracks.
Yeah.
You don't think Rob Gronkowski is as good as he is playing with Drew Brees?
Well, but Barry, you're just, no.
Yes or no?
Let me prove my point in the fact that it's one thing if your quarterback's a Hall of Famer for all 9 years. It's another thing if you're on the Browns, the Bears, if you're drafted to a team that has quarterback issues.
He just said without Tom Brady.
So I'm giving the other side of the argument. You're saying yes. I'm saying, well, if you get drafted to a team that thinks you're all world, but you got no one that's worth a darn throwing you the football,
Josh Gordon,
it can alter your Hall of Fame career.
Gordon would have had a hell of a career if he didn't smoke weed and have off-the-field issues. And that was a crappy Browns team. Andre Johnson and D-Hop put up ridiculous numbers with a stable of bad quarterbacks.
You can say all that you want to say, and I'm going to say to you that having the Hall of Fame quarterback at the helm, throwing him the ball, definitely helped, especially if you're going to cut your career short. So he said Tom Brady.
If he played with Peyton Manning, if he played with Drew Brees, if he played with Aaron Rodgers, if he played with any of these other good to great quarterbacks, absolutely he has.
You just named nothing but Hall of Famers.
But I'm saying even a good quarterback.
What if he had Brian Hoyer?
Ryan Tannehill. He would still be Rob Gronkowski playing for Ryan Tannehill.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer without a Hall of Fame quarterback or a really good quarterback throwing him the football because of the fact that his career was cut short, too.
He may have needed a little more longevity. But, yeah, I think he's still – look, that's like saying, you know, I mean, are you going to – is Antonio Brown not going to be as good not playing with Ben Roethlisberger? He's still a damn good receiver.
But it depends on who's throwing.
Everybody just wants to give Tom Brady the credit for everybody else's greatness. Stop doing that. That dude's tight end.
You can't shortchange how important it is. And you should know, watching all the freaking revolving door quarterbacks they've had in this city.
Tom Brady ain't out there running those routes. Tom Brady isn't out there making a catch in traffic.
Are you telling me you put Rob Gronkowski on the Texans for the last 9 years? He's a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I am.
No way.
Look how many times Tom Brady throws into triple covers. You know why? Because it's Gronk. Well, he'll go get it. I ain't got to worry about him being open. I ain't got to worry about him
part
being single cover.
Part of it is Gronk, and part of it is even in a triple coverage team, Brady knows where to put it.
The guy is 90'11". I can throw into triple coverage. He's going to pull the ball down and make a spectacular catch because that's what he does. Anybody can throw into triple coverage. Tom Brady ain't special in that regard.
We've seen that 50-50 balls can be 20-80 balls when it's thrown the wrong way by Brock Osweiler. So I'm telling you right now.
Well, okay. But if Osweiler was his quarterback, nobody's looking good with Brock Osweiler.
But I'm just saying. I respectfully disagree. If you put Rob Gronkowski on the Texans for the last 9 years, he ain't making the Hall of Fame. No way.
I mean, Andre Johnson put up numbers. D-Hop put up numbers until he got four.
Just telling you right now.
Okay. But I'm telling you right now. Go back and look. The two most prolific.
You named nothing but Hall of Famers. You got to have a quarterback that's better than average to make sure that Rob Gronkowski can be Rob Gronkowski.
Johnson and D-Hop put up numbers with pedestrian quarterbacks at the helm of this franchise.
He had an all-pro quarterback. All-pro quarterback for several years because of Matt Schaub.
But at one point, they were both considered one of the best wide receivers in the game. And you just said any of the Texans quarterbacks. Well, I'm telling you, Matt Schaub, you're going to tell me that Rob Gronkowski...
He made the Pro Bowl a couple years in a row.
Okay, but he's not a Hall of Famer. Right. And your point is he's a Hall of Famer. You're telling me Rob Gronkowski doesn't put up numbers with Matt Schaub.
Rob Gronkowski with the Texans for the last 9 years with all those quarterbacks was going to be in the Hall of Fame, and I disagree.
Well, okay. I guess we'll just agree to disagree.
That's what you normally say at
but
this point.
Matt Schaub... If Matt Schaub was Rob Gronkowski's quarterback, Rob Gronkowski still makes the Hall of Fame. He's still as good
as
he is.
In your opinion. Fine.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, you could be wrong.
And you could be wrong as well.
Do you like the Texans? Speaking of the Texans, our free agent signing, Matt Khalil?
Finally. Yeah. You know what? And guess what? If they're going to do looking for a bargain or getting a guy that was injured
last
year.
That's exactly what this is.
But
it's
here's
a bargain
the thing.
Signing.
At least when doing something like that, you got a guy with NFL experience that was a really good offensive lineman for years, Vikings, Carolina, till he got hurt. I think Khalil is the kind of guy that they needed, and I think that it was a good signing.
I think it's good because it's low risk.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's low risk, high reward. If he doesn't turn out to be good, you kind of knew that going in. You didn't throw crazy money at him. What was it, $3 million
mm-hmm.
for 1 year? That's not crazy money. So you're out $3 million, and your line sucks as bad as it did last time. But if he ends up getting back to his potential and playing up to the form he was in 2017, was it?
Then, 2 years ago.
Yeah, then you're in good shape.
And this is my point.
And it's a bargain, at least
unlike
for a year.
Last year and so far to this year, the bargains they're looking for are guys that never really, they underachieved since they got in the NFL, and they think that maybe they can catch lightning in a bottle and get this guy and turn him around.
Yeah.
In this case with Khalil, you're getting a guy that is a proven NFL lineman that has been there and done that. And if he's healthy, he still should have enough in the tank that he can help you at a very cheap rate.
Yeah, and he's not, I mean, it's like I said, it's a good risk. And if he turns out to be great and he doesn't stick around, okay, but you took that shot and at least you have 1 year of a serviceable tackle. And he's not going to be great. He's good, but he's better than anything that they would have if he plays to his potential. So I like it. And Lance said when we were on the, because it kind of broke when I was doing the show with Fred, and we talked a little bit about it, and both of us liked it, like you. I mean, I think we're all in agreement. Lance said it was a Band-Aid fix, and that's exactly what it is, though. But it's that, I mean, you know, it's a more affordable Tyrann Mathieu move. It's 1 year. Let's see what happens. And then if he turns out to be good, you took the chance on him, and maybe he appreciates
it's
that.
It's a lot better than the cornerback they took from the Rams that played four snaps and was done for the year at $2 million a year. Yeah. So at least you get a guy with NFL experience. And like you said, this makes me feel better about going into the draft looking for linemen, because at least going into the draft, you got someone with NFL experience that might be able to make you better and help guys along the way.
The only thing that I don't like about it is it still shows that they're being frugal and cheap.
Yeah.
And I don't like that part.
But if you're, because remember now, his teammate, 1 year, $10 million coming off an injury in Carolina, and they dabbled, but they didn't want to get it done.
Yeah.
So,
well, speaking of frugal, if you're into money, I got just the thing for you. It's called Get Upside. Get Upside is an app that gets you cash back on the stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food, and you eating out at restaurants. And why leave money at the table? Get Upside is totally free, by the way. It doesn't cost you anything to download it. It doesn't cost you anything to join. In fact, all it does is give you cash back in your pocket when you buy gas or when you buy food. So use promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, just that's me, hello, hi, and put that in the app, and you're going to get a bonus on your first fill-up through the Get Upside app. And I'm not talking about like just some rinky-dink gas station that you've never heard of. Shell and Exxon, that's where I fill up. That's where I get my cash back. That's where you can get your cash back. It's super easy to use. Like, they have a search area. So you just say, hey, what are all the gas stations around me that are offering cash back through the Get Upside app? And then you go to that gas station. Some of them are going to be 12 cents. Some might be up to 25 cents a gallon. It just depends on where you are and what the gas stations are offering. And these places want your business. That's why they're offering you these cash back deals. But you can only get these deals through the Get Upside app. There's over 500 gas stations participating. So there's something in the area for you to get money back. Don't leave money at the pump. Download Get Upside, and I'm telling you, man, listeners are sending me screenshots of their accounts where they've got $200 in the account, $90 in the account. Clarence used it in the first two times. He got $5 cash back right away just from eating out food money he was already going to spend at like Popeyes or whatever. So download the app, get that cash back, put in promo code Barry. I want you to get that extra savings, and you can thank me later. And guys, stick around. We will be back in 60 seconds right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects. Been fun flying along, covering a lot of topics here on day one of the week as we get started on a Monday at the Gal Media Studios. Kayvon Webster's the guy I was talking about, the Texan signed last year from the Rams. The corner that played about four plays, got hurt, never to be heard from again. That's the kind of moves the Texans were notorious for making. This one at least has an NBA resume with Khalil that says, hey, if he can get right health-wise, he may be able to help you.
It's not the splash I had hoped for.
Agreed.
It's not the rock-solid next 6 years protecting Deshaun Watson left tackle that I wanted him to go out and get. But, you know, depending on who you talk to, that didn't even exist in the free agent market. So you might have to do that through the draft. But they addressed it in some form or fashion, so you can't hold that against
unless you're Brown, and Brown just set the all-time record for a salary for an offensive lineman to sign with the Raiders and leave the Patriots. So,
based on 1 year
right.
of production. Yeah.
So, All right. We were also talking about Gronk before the break, so let's get to Manny. Manny wants to get up in this Gronk discussion. What's up, Manny?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks, man.
I was calling because I finally agree with Joel for on something. And I think that Gronkowski, if he spent the last 9 seasons in Houston, that he would never even be considered for a Hall of Famer. That means he would only make the playoffs a third of his career. And I would say having a short career, his playoff career probably will solidify him to be in the Hall of Fame. And having a good quarterback is going to lead. He's never even been to it. He wouldn't ever even be in the AFC Championship game if he would have been. There's no way he would make it in Houston. And you do have to have a at least good quarterback.
Hey, Manny. Manny, let me ask you a question real quick before we let you go. Do you think Andre Johnson and or DeAndre Hopkins will be in the Hall of Fame?
I do.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you. That's all I needed to know. What would the difference with Gronk? What would be the difference with Gronk at any point in those two careers? None.
I'm just happy he finally got smarter, turned over a new leaf, and came over to the dark side.
Also, I won't say who my source is, but someone said, hey, Joel's wrong on this, and here's why. See these snitching-ass listeners. Gronk led all tight ends in adjusted yards per route run in every 3-year stretch of his career from 2010 to 2012, 2011 to 2013, 2012 to 2014, all the way through 2018. Led all and adjusted, so it's not just like, oh, well, you play with Tom Brady. It's basically, mathematically, we make it all even. Who was the best Gronk?
I got 2 words for you.
Suck it.
Ryan Mallett. Hang up. All right, let's
Ryan
move on.
Ryan Mallett.
Yep.
What does that have
that's
to do with
that's who you could have thrown him the ball instead of Tom Brady or others, Hall of Famers, and then you don't have the ball where it needs to be.
I mean,
I'm glad he can run routes great.
But if you're going to sit there like Manny and call in and tell me that you think Gronk, if he played on the Texans, wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, but you think Andre Johnson and DeAndre and D-Hop are, well, that's a dumbass argument. Like, you can't say that.
You're missing. If you're gonna,
no, it's not.
You are. You're missing the crux of the call, which was he agreed with me. That's it. At that point, all just leave it there.
If you're going to say that those guys are in, then Gronk is in. That's just, you can't. If he would have said, no, I don't, then I'd be like, damn, you got me. Okay. But he said exactly what I thought he was going to say. Most people are going to say, oh, yeah, those guys are in. Then Gronk would be in with the same slew of bad quarterbacks. And even Mr. Pick Six himself, Matt Schaub. All right, let's do this.
Chuck, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? Long time no call.
Oh, yeah, man. You ain't kidding, man. Where you been?
Did you get out of prison or what?
Huh? Yeah, business. Been out of town.
Business. Okay, prison. That's what that means.
You got caught.
Yeah. I've been out of town means prison. We get it, Chuck. Wink, wink. You're good.
Yeah. Well, man, hey, I had to call because come back into town and, Joel, you're absolutely wrong. Gronk would be in the friggin' Hall of Fame, man. Travis Kelce had Alex Smith. He's heading to the Hall of Fame.
Alex Smith has been a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Alex Smith ain't worth a crap, and you know that.
No, Chuck.
First you said Hall of Famer, now you're saying Pro Bowl.
Everybody makes the Pro Bowl.
Everybody makes the Pro Bowl.
Look, Gronkowski is great. He would be great anywhere. That's just the bottom line, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Chuck,
I'm glad you took courses in prison when you were in there, because you're obviously smart.
Chuck, wherever you've been, don't be afraid to go back. It's fine. We'll catch up with you in a few months. It'll be fine.
I love how y'all both get aggravated. That's so funny. You should have seen the way Barry was like. He wasn't aggravated, but he was celebrating.
No, he was celebrating. He was doing the sprinkler over there.
How are you going to do a sprinkler?
Because it's lawn talk, Nick. That's why.
Yeah. What's up? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Anything else you want to
say? No, I'm good. I feel like I won this one.
No more calls on Gronk.
I feel like I won.
Well, at least you feel that way. lost in all of this? Robert Kraft decided at the owners' meetings in Arizona to apologize. Oh. Ironically, he did so on a day where he could be on the back page because Gronk's retirement took over all the attention and all the focus of all of the NFL and its fan base. Nice move, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you think he possibly knew that Gronk was going to announce the retirement and said, I'm going to announce this right before he does.
He called, and it's been documented, he called Kraft to tell him what he was going to do before he put the Instagram post out, called his agent, and made it official.
I would not put it past the Patriots or Robert Kraft, so I tend to agree with you.
There you go. B. because that's the kind of thing that they're trying to do right now. Because the other thing lost in all of this is in the Kraft situation with the massage parlor, he has turned down the offer of being exonerated as long as they would admit guilt.
Yeah, which was dumb on his part.
Because as a point counterpoint reaction to that, the authorities have said, no, we will not guarantee that the video will be suppressed and no one will ever see it. Man, so
I can't wait. I want to see Robert Kraft having sex. That's high on my agenda.
Should he really care if it comes out? Well, I guess he should.
I mean, it depends.
Is he going to lose his team if it comes out? Like what's going to happen? He's going to just look really bad for a long
time. It just makes you wonder what he was doing. I guarantee you it was something freaky.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, she was probably like, I don't know, taking a dump on his chest or something. Just awful.
Guarantee you.
I don't think it's like that.
That's why he's like, no, I don't want that coming out. No way. Oh, yeah. You think this is just regular old-ass missionary sex? He'd be like, release it. Whatever.
I can see him with that hair.
He's probably getting pegged or something.
Why do you think he's getting pegged?
Because that's why he doesn't want the
video out.
Is that
what old people do?
Good thing school's in and we're in the parental pickup line.
You know what the show is. You know not to let kids
listen. I think with him being the Patriots owner and that hair that already says his profile should be on a quarter, I could see him like Kraft crossing the Delaware, having the pose up
telling you, man,
on the bow of the boat.
It's going to be something freaky. That's why he doesn't want it out. It's something freaky.
Want to see my musket?
I mean, I'm not talking like run of the mill, like.
I guess not.
You know, I guarantee you, Robert Kraft has some freak in him. And not just like regular old, like.
Chest.
Huh?
Pooped on his chest had to come up.
Two girls, one cup style.
Yeah, something like that. Not even just like, you know, normal. What is the normal categories? Like, oh, I'm a butt guy or whatever. Okay, well, then who cares? You're into butts. Most guys are, and boobs, and that's all. Well, that's normal stuff. Like, I'm guaranteed, and not even like feet. Like, that's probably like, he's probably like, psh, that's nothing. Watch this.
You think he's licking ketchup off their feet or something like that?
No, not even. That would be normal.
Oh, that would be Joel.
No, Matt Harrop. Don't put that on me. I ain't taking it that far.
I'm telling you, it's something where you're just going to be like, oh my God, that old man is freaky.
But if he was that worried about the video, then he would have taken the deal. The only ramification that he faces is from the league. So worst case scenario, if you look at, like I said, I keep bringing up as if you can get close to comparison, when Ursay with the Colts got the DUI and the drug charge, whatever it was, he got, what, 8 games and $500,000.
Yeah, I tend to believe it's probably better for him, for his goal to be not for it to go on the record, because he's not a player. Like, if this video were to come out, I don't think his career ends. Like, I don't think it necessarily ends. So I think his goal should be, let's see if I can get my representation to make sure that this never goes on my record. Now, I don't know the case or the details, and I'm not a legal expert, and I don't know if that's the case, but that would be my goal if I was Robert Kraft, not whether or not the video came
out. Well, let me ask you guys this. What's more severe, the drug and alcohol charges while behind the wheel of Ursay, or getting caught at a massage parlor?
Drug and alcohol charges.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
So I would think you're not going to get more than 8 games. And $500,000, you know he can afford the $500,000. Although he's cheap, he's paying $59.99 for a
whatever it is to get pooped on or whatever.
Right, yeah. Hanky panky.
Yeah.
But as long as he's okay with the fine, they said it's not going on your record.
Yeah.
You keep the video suppressed. You just have to admit you did it.
Somebody said maybe he had the hooker dress up as Tom Brady.
Dude, you know what's weird about that, though? And we talked about Dick Bavetta, but when you watch him, he kisses all of his players. Like Gronk, when you're talking about the videos and watching the Gronk highlights, whenever he goes in for the hug with Gronk, Gronk kind of quickly gets his head past the mouth and gets to like an ear-to-ear hug, whereas there's video of him kissing Brady.
Wait a second. Does that mean players, they're not gonna take any of his kisses anymore, right?
I bet you
it crossed their mind, though. Like, I don't want to be rude to him, so I'm going to go ahead and lay one on him right now.
$53 million. I'm going to
lay one on him.
He and Brady, I mean, he's kissing Brady all the time on the cheek.
Yeah. Somebody said, Joel probably thinks Mark Tremura is better than Gronk.
LOL. No, not even close.
Thank y'all for the prayers. I've been in the hospital. Good news is I don't have cancer or Crohn's. Y'all have a badass show and appreciate you from a true listener.
Glad to hear the good news, man.
Cowboy Trav. No doubt. Yeah, man. Yeah. Much love to that.
Good job.
The question wasn't crap quarterbacks. It was without Tom Brady. which was also the point I was trying to make. And you were like, oh, those are Hall of Famers.
You can come at me, bro. You can bring it my way. I'm fine with it. I'm sticking to what I said.
It was just, Clarence said, without Tom Brady, is he a Hall of Famer?
Who knows? Clarence doesn't even know what Clarence said.
Without Tom Brady, he's still a Hall of Famer. I just wanted to say thank y'all for everything y'all do on the show. Has made my drive to the hospital to pick up my wife and daughter who are fighting pneumonia even better. Man, that sucks.
Man, y'all are digging out of some serious stuff.
Man,
got some soldiers.
Right?
Yeah. Go through some stuff.
All our best to your wife
Prayers
and
up,
daughters.
Peeps. No doubt about it. Happy we could be a small, small part of
don't
any
let your
positives.
Daughter, don't let your daughter listen to the show, though. Don't do that. Joel talks
Just
about
Just make sure your daughter Joel agrees says, with
me. Joel says nasty things.
Yeah. Welcome to the pickup line. This is the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, and looky here. The time has really flown by when you're having fun.
I have noticed that when we're on remotes, as much as I love going to Twin Peaks and seeing all the scenic views, the shows seem to not go by as fast.
Really?
And when we're in studio, they go by fast.
You and I were talking about that last week. Yeah. It's a different vibe.
It is.
For sure.
Well, I think it's because you're always waiting for your free food.
Because I don't want to, I don't feel like I can say everything that I would normally say in studio.
Did you slur your words on the last remote? Were you drinking? Or was that Tyler?
Was I?
I don't know. I was just asking. He got worried. I was just joking.
I mean, I did a couple shots.
Did you?
Yeah, you were doing shots, but you also were doing a marathon that day. That was the marathon.
Oh, so did you make it to the gig on time, by the way?
Oh, let me
I
tell
totally
you
I forgot about that.
So, yeah, I got there right at 8 o'clock, and there was nobody there because it started at 9. I was like, what?
You thought it started at 8, right?
I walked in. I was like, oh, my God, this is awful. There's literally no one here, just the owner and the bartender. I was like, hey, I'm one of the comics on the show. She was like, oh, yeah, it starts at 9. I was like, no, I think it starts at 8. She goes, I'm the owner. It starts at 9. I was like, they told me 8. She was like, well, it's 9. I was like, well, I'm going to go to Starbucks and poop.
What, you don't trust the restroom?
Yeah, right in front of the owner? You don't trust her restroom?
No.
You must have seen that restroom before.
Nope. No, I haven't. It was just the bar, and I was like, I'm not pooping at a bar.
So at 9.
Went to Starbucks.
At 9. How many people?
Packed. Okay. The room, yeah, it was sold out, basically.
You're weird about where you poop, by the way. Not that this should be a topic of discussion.
No, a lot of people are.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because there was a sponsor, and y'all were doing a remote, and you wouldn't,
you wouldn't use the restroom there.
Remember that?
I remember where it was.
Where?
We were on the north side, and we were at the auto parts and truck store, but you wanted to go next door to the Chinese restaurant to poop.
Remember that?
Well, yeah, because the restroom door opens to the shopping area. I'm not just going to come out and just, like, fumigate the whole place and it stinks. They're like, at the auto parts place. Yeah,
the bathroom door goes right back into the showroom.
Yeah,
I actually did a show with you there. I know what you're talking. It was kind of far though.
No, it wasn't far. It was right next to the counter. I'm gonna walk out. And they're gonna be like, oh my god, that guy, something died inside of him. No, I'm not doing that. So I went next door to the. That was when they were like, you have to.
Put that sign up. No shirt, no shoes, no Barry.
No, they said if you. The restrooms are for customers only. So I sat down and was like, can I get a menu? And then they brought the menu and then I went and pooped and left.
It's a good idea because you can say, look, I looked at your menu and I didn't like anything.
I'm not feeling any of this. I even made room. I still don't want it. I'm out. I don't want none of this. Yeah.
That's actually a smart play.
Thank you. Yep, handled my business, but I'm not doing it to that truck place. No way.
I didn't care.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they hated you.
They really didn't.
It wasn't right next to the counter.
It wasn't. It was like 30 feet away.
The whole thing wasn't 30 feet wide.
Yeah, it was.
No.
I would argue it was at least 30 feet wide.
I don't think you know how big 30 feet is.
Yeah, my math is pretty bad. a disaster.
That was not 30 feet.
But at least your pronunciation skills are on the rise.
What did I say? Yeah. Syringe. Let's ask Taco Fall. It might.
Get him on the show.
All right, I'll do that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Actually, I really will try to do that.
Get him. Just
why not?
That'd be cool.
They're so protective. They're so protective about the younger, like the college.
He's graduating now, so he's on his own.
Yeah, he's gone. Okay. He's a big boy now. He can do what he wants.
He's a big boy even before he was that point at 7'6".
I'm not going to pronounce the rest of his name when I call
him. Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm because he'll get offended. He'll never come on the show.
Well,
dude, it could be worse. It could be Dikembe's name, which is like 11 names.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just always remembered him as Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, and that's why most people ask him to pronounce it and say his full name, because his full name is like 11 names.
Oh, let's get Nick to say that. Pull it up.
All right, I'll look it up. I'll try, but it's going to be a disaster, though.
Yeah, that's the kind of the greatness of it all. Where is it? On Wikipedia.
I'm telling you, man, it's no joke.
You found it? You found it? Wikipedia.
No, oh, no. No, there's
go.
No way.
Shut. Go.
There's just no way.
Start. Go. Go.
Dikembe Mutombo Polando Mukamba John Jacques.
And the last name?
Wamutombo. Wamutombo.
It's not bad.
That was actually pretty
that was actually
good.
Not
I
bad.
Assumed the M in the third name was silent, so I went Polando on you.
So you can assume that M was silent, but you couldn't get El Haji out of El Hajj.
And I was put on the spot.
Serene? You said syringe.
I'm not good with on the spot stuff like that.
That wasn't bad, but I think you butchered the Mukamba.
Mukamba?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I don't know, but it wasn't close to that. I don't believe.
Dude, what's awesome is Dikembe with his voice.
Uh-huh.
Just rattling that thing off like a rap tune. He just.
I like that they threw Jean-Jacques in the middle of it. Just a Jean-Jacques?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Well, I said Jean-Jacques, so you missed that part, obviously.
And then he
is that what it is? Is it Jean-Jacques? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's Jean-Jacques.
J-A-C-Q-U-E-S is Jacques or Jacques? I think it's Jacques.
No, it's Jacques.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Dang it. Well, you missed that.
Run back what you said again. I want to hear it.
Dikembe Mutombo Polando Mukambo John Jacques Wamutombo.
You did it again. Jacques.
Jacques, my bad. Hold on. Dikembe Mutombo Polando Mukambo John Jacques Wamutombo.
Combo?
Whatever.
You're just adding the letters for the previous name. It's
I'm just
Mukamba.
Trying to say it as fast as possible because then it sounds right. But like when you pronounce a word and you like separate it
it's
into
slow.
Like
slow.
Yeah.
You're just all Dikembe Mutombo Polumbo Mbombo Lajungo. No, that's not right at all. You butchered that man's name.
Dikembe Mutombo Polando Mukamba John Jacques Wamutombo. I nailed it. I nailed it.
Jacques again.
Oh, okay. Dikembe Mutombo Polando Mukamba John Jacques Wamutombo. Bam.
I don't know if it deserved more than a bam.
You gave it a
on
bam?
The sixth try?
That's what I'm saying. You had enough practice. You better get it to bam.
Oh, we don't even know if you guys know how to say it right. We should call Dikembe
right,
right now.
The first time.
We're
get
not even
show.
Sure if Barry's pronouncing it right.
Get him on the show.
I am.
Back to back.
Oh, no.
We pays in $2 bills.
I forgot about those commercials.
I did too.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
I heard he's a great dude, though.
Oh, he's a fantastic
I've never
dude.
Met the guy, but I've heard he's just a great.
No, just all
human.
Around.
Yeah.
And you talk about his humanitarian efforts. He built the hospital in the Congo.
Uh-huh.
And all the things that we, as in, or when I was with the organization, all the things we got involved with. But, like, he worked out a deal with Tony, our friend of the show, that's the equipment manager for the Rockets. Every single player gets shoes upon shoes upon shoes. At the end of the year, the players just leave town. They leave them. Dikembe had them all, had Tony take care of them, box them all up, sent them all to the Congo for kids to have tennis shoes.
That's great.
Did a lot of great. Yeah. He's a great dude.
That's what I've heard.
Oh, no question.
Never
about
heard
it.
A bad thing about Mutombo.
And he can say his own name.
I want you to play back the original, the very first one.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh,
time for the blitz, unfortunately.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Join us next
week.
You
play it back with $2 bills. Hey, it's been a fun Monday. That means there's still 4 days to go in the week. You could be a part of it, too.
Oh, my God.
Tomorrow, same place, same time. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is next, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.